Music's game measure, wailed the voices. The willow trees outside the high, narrow windows waved in the wind. They had lost half their leaves. The tiny ones that clung wriggled like fishes caught on a line. I am not a marrying man. The voices were silent. The piano waited. Quite good, said Miss Meadows, but still in such a strange, stony tone that the younger girls began to feel positively frightened. But now that we know it, we shall take it with expression. As much expression as you can put into it. Think of the words, girls. Use your imaginations. Fast, far too fast, cried Miss Meadows. That ought to break out, a loud, strong forte, a lament. And then, in the second line, winter drear, make that drear sound as if a cold wind were blowing through it. Drear, she said so awfully that Mary Beasley on the music stool wriggled her spine. The third line should be one crescendo. Fleetly, ah, fleetly, music's gay measure, breaking on the first word of the last line, passes. And then on the word away, you must begin to die, to fade, until the listening ear is nothing more than a faint whisper. You can slow down as much as you like almost on the last line. Now, please.